moved by your spirit.
Blog Talk Radio.
There's somebody here who is longing to you tonight. Somebody needs a hand touch. Somebody needs a touch on tonight. Somebody needs a word of deliverance. Somebody needs a word of comfort on tonight. We ask you to speak your word on tonight. Lord, like in the Bible, oh God. Lord, if you cannot come, oh God, we ask you to speak your word. Send your word on tonight, oh God. In the name of Jesus, for your word carries strength. Your word carries power on tonight. Lord, just speak your word on tonight. In the name of Jesus, healing will take place. Deliverance will take place on tonight. Ask your word on tonight, oh God. For we need a word from you, Lord Jesus. If you speak, oh God, everything will be all right. For Lord, we yield ourselves unto you, oh God, as vessels of honor, vessels of prayer on tonight. Yield it for your service, oh God. Do with us what you would have, oh God. Use us for your glory on tonight. In the name of Jesus, use us for your strength on tonight and for your glory. Oh God, we lift up your name on tonight. You bless me up in Jesus' name, oh God. Now look on the people of God everywhere. Touch your people everywhere on tonight. In the name of Jesus, those that are around, oh God, those that are watching and tuning in, touch them right now, oh God. You know their needs are tonight. You know their heart's desires, Lord. There's nothing impossible to you. Oh God, you told us in your word that whatsoever we have need of to come and ask you tonight. We ask you tonight, oh God, to move and heal tonight. Touch, heal, and deliver like only you can do. We bless that we have in Jesus' name, oh God. We give you the glory, we give you the honor and the praise, and we magnify your name tonight. In Jesus' name. We say God bless you tonight. Those of you that are tuning in, we magnify the Lord on tonight. Those of you that are here, we thank God for you, each and every one of tonight. God's been good to us. And we're glad about it on tonight. Welcome to the broadcast hour of Mind of Christ Covenant Ministry. Amen. A place where we believe in, that is the Lord have us way. And I want to welcome you tonight to our Sunday night swagger. And some of you may say, well, what is swagger? What does that mean? It means serving with a God-given attitude. That's our Sunday night swagger tonight. We serve with a God-given attitude. The Bible tells us in Philippians to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. On tonight, we want to serve the Lord with gladness, come into his presence with singing, and then we want to welcome his presence tonight. I encourage you tonight to welcome the presence of the Lord right where you are. The Lord is omnipotent. He's everywhere at one same place at the same time. Amen. Where I am here, he's here. Where you are right there, the Lord is right where you are. I can hear my old former leader saying, all you need to do is reach up and touch the Lord as he passes by. Amen. You're right where the Lord needs to be tonight. Amen. Right in this arms reach tonight. We want to go right quickly to the Word of God, and we will magnify the Lord with each and everything. God's blessing. Amen. The ministry tonight is the thinking, and we're looking for some greater mighty things. Amen. Coming this year. Amen. We're expecting God to do some mighty things in the ministry this year. Amen. God has promised to pour his spirit upon all flesh. Amen. And we're looking for the move of God in this group. We're looking for the signs and wonders of God in this place. Amen. I believe that God is the same God that worked the miracles then. He can work those same miracles right now. He's that same God. He said, I change not. Amen. Amen. So I'll put you tonight to the Word of God. Amen. We're going to go to, amen, Ephesians, where I'll be taking my scripture from us tonight. Amen. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, if you will. Amen. And two things came to mind tonight as I was talking to the Lord and studying, amen, with the Lord on today. Two things came to mind, amen, amen, in this particular scripture. I want to encourage you tonight that regardless of what you're going through and what you may be experiencing, there's nothing too hard for God. It makes no difference what the situation may be. It makes no difference what the president is doing with the government. Makes no difference food stamps or cash or people's jobs are being hindered and their income is being disturbed. The Lord is in control of tonight. And I want to encourage you to look to the hills for which cometh your help. Your help don't come from Washington, D.C. Your help does not come from Sacramento. Your help comes from the Lord. He's the one that made the heaven and the earth. He said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell there in the cattle of a thousand hills belong to the God that we serve. And all we have to do is just put ourselves in the way to be blessed. Amen. The woman with the issue of blood got in the way of the Lord. Amen. She sought him out. Amen. The man whose daughter was dead at home, he came to Jesus. He didn't wait for Jesus to pass him by. he said, I need him, and I need him now. There was a urgency in his need, and he came to Jesus. He pressed his way. He forgot about his position. He forgot about his status. He forgot about those people and things that were negative that told him, don't worry about it. It's all dead and done now. The daughter's dead. He said, no, I must get to Jesus. But get to Jesus, I know, even though she may be dead, she will live again. And now, whoever was the thing about the Lord is, those that die in the Lord are just sleeping. The Lord refers to them as they're not dead, but they're just sleeping. Amen. And the Lord came, and when he got there, he touched her, and she rose. And God, but I want to encourage you tonight. From Ephesians 6, just keep standing. For thought tonight, just keep standing. I thought about the story that in the book of Joshua, Joshua here encountered something when he was told to go to battle. We have to understand that before we go into battle, before there's any move of God, first comes instruction. Mm-hmm. Instruction comes first. The Lord is not going to give you something to tell you something without giving you some instruction or some guideline first. There are so many people now who are doing so many things in the name of church or in the name of the Lord, but they have no instruction. And they're going wild, going about doing things, talk to and fro, going from here and there. And every winter doctor they go, they find that they're swallowing out. The Bible tells us and tells us to be solid and stern and be firm in the gospel and in the word of the Lord. Amen. So I just now want to encourage you, amen, to just keep steady. Stop looking at the situation as a problem. Amen. For the Lord is already in control of what's going on. He knew this was going to take place already. Amen. He was already, God knows everything. Nothing's hid from him. But he wants us to trust in him. Put your trust in the Lord. So here we are. In the book of Joshua, if you will, in that Joshua, starting in the sixth chapter, and I'll be paraphrasing, so I'm going to give the story over to you tonight. Here we find Joshua. The Bible says that they went to battle, the Lord gave them victory at Jericho. But before they went to Jericho and won the battle at Jericho, they were what? Given first instruction. Mm-hmm. Once again, before there's anything moving by God, there's some instruction. And think of how we must do before we get the blessing. God said, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bring you out. But there's some instructions on bringing you out. There's some instructions on you being blessed to receive the blessings of the Lord. He told the children of Israel, he told Joshua, go down to Jericho. Spots and march around the wall 6 days. He said, don't say one word. Tell all the people, gather them all together, the priests, the musicians, and all the people. Y'all march around the wall one time each day, and then go back home. So for 6 days, the children of Israel obeyed the word of Joshua, which came from the Lord. And they marched around the wall one time for 6 days. Each day they marched around. But on the seventh day, the Bible says that the instructions were, when you march around on the seventh day, I want you to march around the wall 7 times, and as you march around the wall, I want you to commit to make a shout. When the instructions are given to make a shout, make a shout. All the musicians make a shout. All the people must shout. And the wall will fall flat. Well, the Bible tells us that they did just as they were instructed to do. And the Bible says that the wall fell flat. The instructions were for them to go into Jericho. Once you get inside of Jericho's walls, do to take everything, all the silver, all the gold, and the metal. You take that and you bring that and put that to the side. But he said, touch not the cursed things. Those things that were called a curse. He said, don't touch those things, but destroy everything in the city. The cursed things. Well, we had someone who did not follow instructions completely. And isn't it funny that you always have somebody? There's always got to be one somebody that has to test out and try things out. Not following instructions to the team. And in order for us to get the victory that we want from the Lord, in order for us to get the deliverance that we want, in order for us to move in God, as we're supposed to move in God, we have to follow the instructions that He's given us to us. Much of that I want to encourage you tonight. What the Lord has given you to do, the instructions that He's given you, you follow those instructions that God has given you to follow. Don't worry about what man is going to say, what man is going to think about you. Don't worry about man. man is going to say about you, because man's going to talk anyway. Just as quickly as man put you in, man can take you out. Just as quickly as man can put you up there, man can snatch you there. So don't worry about what man says. Do what God tells you the instructions he gives. For in the instructions that God gives comes the vision. So the children of Israel, they get to march. The Bible says that they marched around, the wall fell, and the wall fell, they went in, and they burned and seized the city. And they seized the city, the Bible says, that they came out. And as they came out and on their way to Ai, from Jericho to Ai, the Bible says that they there was a young man in the midst of this, by the name of Achan. Now Achan decided that he wanted to keep a little something, His eyes got big, and if he saw the thing that was there, and they were instructed to destroy those things, he decided to keep them because of the value that he saw. The Bible says that he began to go in, and he took a couple of things that he was not supposed to take. He took the accursed thing, and when he took the accursed thing, he brought a curse not only on himself, but also on his household. Not only on his household, but on the children of Israel as well. When someone is in your company and they decide to disobey God and follow the instruction that God gives them, not only do they bring the curse upon themselves, but they bring the curse upon those that are around them as well. And if I was to separate myself from someone that can't follow the instructions of God, when they begin to do things that God has not commanded them and ordered them and instructed them to do, when they bring that accursed thing among them, damage and damnation comes upon them, everybody around. So here we are, we find ourselves now taking and taking these things from the city. And he tried to hide these things, the Bible says, under his tent. The Bible tells us that declares to us that when he went up to Ai, to battle Ai, what they did was they said, we don't need as many men to go to battle with us, Joshua, as we did at Jericho. Therefore, leave just a few men behind. We just take maybe about 3,000 men with us over to do the damage. But we leave everybody else. We'll leave everybody to come. Bible says that they went on. And they went to battle. The Bible declares and tells them that they were defeated there at Ai. 36 men lost their lives at Ai because of the sin that Achan had committed. Because they can disobey God and didn't follow the instructions that were given through the man of God, it brought a curse on him and the tribe. Now the tribe of Judah, him being the tribe of Judah and part of Israelite, they were there. They suffered the loss of Ai, and 36 men lost their lives at the hand of the enemy. Because one man disobeyed God. I would probably never separate myself. When you walk with people try to connect themselves. Or maybe you have connected yourself with someone who does not fully obey God. Don't think it's a good thing because it's not. Because payday is coming after a while. Time is coming and it's winding up. So we find that they lost the battle and they were defeated at Ai. And when they were defeated at Ai, what they did was they underestimated their enemy. And what the devil does is, when he makes you feel like you have it all, because you want to battle and the Lord gave you the victory on the last step, you feel like you don't have to pray as much on this. You don't have to study as much on this go around. And it's really all right. Yes, you do. Just as you prayed before, just as you fasted and studied your word before, you yet have to apply the same thing right back. Never underestimate your enemy and feel like you don't need as much power as you did before. They underestimated their enemy. I said, we got this. We don't need as many to help us as we did before. And so they slacked up in what they were doing. Don't slack up in your prayer life. Don't slack up in your reading the word of God. Don't slack up in your study time. But stay there and continue to do just as you did before. Don't say to yourself, I got this. Because you don't have it without Christ. He's the one that gives us the victory. So here we find that these men went out, these 3,000 men went out. 36 were killed in the fight. The Bible says that the 36 were killed, because of your ego, or because you felt like you had, and you didn't pray like you should have prayed, and stay there and study the word of God like you should have studied, because you can do those things, and from the instructions that God has given you, the enemy comes down with defeat. And when he brings defeat, defeat brings fear.
Mm-hmm.
Fear brings shame. It brings uncertainty and doubt. It brings, ultimately, when you have been defeated in a battle, automatically fear comes in because you say, well, if I didn't win that and I got hit from that, I'm going to lose. It makes me fearful to encounter this. But if you can trust yourself in the Lord like David has to do, and you say to yourself, I'm going to follow the instructions that God has given me. I made a mistake before, and I'm going to make that mistake again. What I did in 2018, I will not repeat it in 2019. It's a new start. It's a new day. We have to move forward now, and I have to follow the instructions of the Lord. So the Bible tells us that we move on now. The Bible says that the Lord spoke to them, told Joshua, pointing down here, wallowing with your head in the dirt. He says, get up, stand up, pick yourself up. And I encourage you tonight, you may have made a mistake along the way. You may have fallen and you may have lost that battle. That's all right, because there are more battles to come. You may have lost this particular fight, but trust me, baby, you're still in the war fight. You still know warfare. God says, if you just get up, dust yourself off, brush yourself off, pick yourself up and stand up, I'll bring you out and I'll give you the victory. Just for their time in the Lord, when we have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. We have to tell ourselves we're going to make it. We're coming out of this thing all right. There are times we have to make sure and tell ourselves and assure ourselves that we are what it looks like around us. I have the victory. For the word of God declares what to tell us that we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. We are more than conquerors. We see the conquering spirit is already placed in us. He makes us a conqueror, but we have to act on that. I love the conquering spirit in songs. There's an old song that comes to mind. The old folk used to sing, said, I feel God stretching out in me. I feel God stretching out in me. He said, I cleaned up my house and I kicked the devil out. And you feel God, that's when you feel God's Lord stretch out in you. And I feel God stretching out in me on tonight. So the Bible declares as we move on tonight that we're hidden, trying to hide from God. And one thing you cannot do is hide from God. I don't care what you do, you cannot hide from God. The Bible lets us know that God's eye is in every place, beholding the evil and the wicked. And not only is his eye beholding, but sin stinks in his nostrils.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's sin going on somewhere, the sin is going up to God's nostrils, and he sniffs it out. And he smells, he knows what sin is, that because it's the sin that's causing the stench. So the Lord is saying, you can't hide from me. On tonight, I want to encourage you. You can't hide from God. If God can see a black ant on a black rock in the middle of the darkest night, trust me and believe that God can see you right where you are. He knows right where you are tonight. His eye is on everything, beholding everything. And you can't hide from God. Another song comes to mind that the old folks sing. It says, come out of that corner. You can't hide. God told me to tell you to come out of that corner because you can't hide from God. God's eye is the hope. So I want you to understand tonight that he sees you right where you are. And all you have to do is just reach out and call out to God. For his arms are outstretched unto you. His arms are outstretched reaching to you right where you are tonight. You may have fallen and failed along the way, but get up and pick yourself up. For the Lord has not left you. He's right by your side. He's standing right there. And he's saying, come on, I'm on my trip to you tonight. So they cannot hear from God. If you do not destroy, for God has commanded you to destroy, all that does is leave yourself open for all failure. And leave yourself open to fall and put your fault. When you don't follow the instructions that God has given you, and destroy the cursed thing. Destroy the cursed thing means to get rid of. Get it out of your life. Get it away from you. That a cursed thing could be your finances, it could be a car, it could be somebody, it could be something, it could be a group of people, it could be the crowd that you're hanging around with. That could be your cursed thing, because it's not taking you anywhere, and it's not getting you close enough. He can destroy the cursed thing that's in your life. And when you get rid of that thing that's hindering you, you'll see the breakthrough, and you'll be able to move in God free as you desire to move. As you get to the step that sin has in your life, the first thing is to now clean up yourself, which means clean up your mind, your thoughts, and your surroundings. Get rid of those things that are hindering you and keeping you from moving in God. Get rid of those people that are around you that are not going in the same direction or trying to encourage you to move to another level. If you have a circle of people around you, and they're not encouraging you in some kind of way or another to move to the next level, because they're moving to the next level, then there's something wrong with that vision. What came to mind to me on this week was, you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. So what you consume, what you take in, is what you want to poop out. Uh-huh. What you take in is what you're going to digest, and what will become a part of you. What you ingest, it's what you're going to give away. Uh-huh. What's going to pass through? So if you ingest foolishness and mess and junk, that's what's going to consume your spiritual being. If you consume yourself and you constantly watching things that are not edifying, you're constantly entertaining things that are not edifying, if you're constantly saying or going places around people that are not edifying, that's what's going to consume you. So the Bible says to clean up yourself. Get up. Clean up your thoughts and your heart. Get rid of those things that are causing you to harm. Get rid of those things that are keeping you away from God and keeping His anointing off of your life. Get rid of that accursed thing. They can hear a coat from Babylon, 2 kilos of silver, a gold bar weighing a half a kilo under his tent. And when they had went and fetched it from his tent, the Bible says Joshua told them to bring them his family and all down to the valley. They went down to the valley of Achor. Achor means trouble. So they took them down to the valley of trouble. And the Bible says that God gave the man Joshua, slaves and Achan, his wife, his children, and all of his cattle. Everything that was under Achan's roof. Everything that was under Achan cared what? Everything that was connected to Achan got destroyed. The Bible said that only it was destroyed, it was burned, it was fire. He said, get rid of all. He means get rid of all. Well, we messed up that a lot of times. We try to hold on to certain things. Mm-hmm. We'll say, well, I'll give this up and I'll give that up. But I think I'm going to hold on to this and over all. The Lord said, get rid of all. That's what's hindering. That's the sin. It's because you're trying to hold on to the sin. You're trying to pick apart and pick and choose what you want to hold on to. The Lord said, get rid of it all. Destroy it all. Stop holding on to stuff. Stop holding on to things that are not going to take you to glory. Stop being hanging around with people and getting into relationships with you that are not moving in the direction that's going to take you to heaven. We know that the Lord is on his way back. He said, I'm coming after people without a spot or wrinkle or blemish or any such thing. He's coming after a clean church. He wants his people to be ready. But on tonight, as I begin to glory to a hope of this message, the victory came to Ai. When they went and consulted the Lord, the Bible said that the Lord spoke to Joshua, told him to go around. This time, I want you to go. Joshua sent 3,000 men ahead. Then I go down and I want you to go and sit and wait. Joshua gathered 30,000 men together to go a thousand at the end. And he gathered these 30,000 men together and prepared them for battle. Sent 5,000 behind the city. And when I give the signal, I want you to come home. Joshua went with the men that he had. He went down before the city of Ai. As he was there before the city, the Bible says they saw him. And they came out of the city and charged him. The king said, oh, the intellect of that. Now, we've been whipped him before, we're going to whip him again. And you're all right, let the devil think what he wants to think. Don't worry about what the devil thinks or the truth is. Don't let him worry about he's a wolf. And somebody say he's beating his chop. The devil's going to do that. Let him do that. Let the devil beat his chop. Now, don't worry about what he's talking and talking about. You just keep your hand in God and invoke the instruction that God has given. Because the victory is already yours. On tonight, they said, the Bible says that they went down, and as they went down, the people of Ai saw them. The king said, go after them. You ever say, everybody go after them again? Well, the children of Israel fled as they did before to make them think they were afraid and they were scared. And as they fled along the way, the Bible said that Joshua gave the signal and he held up the javelin in the sky. And those men that were hit behind, those 5,000 men that were hit behind, they came out. And when they came out, they seized the city. When they went in and seized the city, the Bible said that they set the city on fire. And when they set the city on fire, the fire was burning, and the men of Ai began to look back. And then they looked back and saw the smoke, and they got scared. They said, what's going on in the city? And then when they went back and because of the confusion and the heart being frightened because of the smoke, the Lord gave the victory to the children of Israel. And they went in and defeated them where they were. And they killed everyone in the city. 12,000 people died that day. And the Bible says that the king was hung. So on tonight, as I told you tonight, I want to encourage your heart tonight that just as Joshua, even in the face of adversity, had to make up in his mind that I'm going to stand, even when the people don't understand the time, even when folks talk about you and scandalize your name, you got to stand. Even when you've been mistreated and abused and stolen, you still understand. When people have turned their backs and said all kinds of evil things about you, you still gotta stand on tonight. So it makes no difference where the opposition comes from. The Bible declares us and tells us that position, that the promotion comes from the east, nor the west, the north, or the south. But if God sets you forth and he takes down another, for the ruling is in the Lord's hand on tonight. He has the first and the last word on tonight. So it makes no difference what people say about you. You keep on standing. Yes, I'm right back to that. Joshua had to stand in the face of adversity. Even when they lost their battle in fear and it crept into the heart of the men, Joshua had to stand in the face of fear and tell the people that in spite of all the defeat that we face, we still have the victory. Yes, I'm right here. How do we have the victory when we lost 36 lives along the way? The men of Ai beat us and killed our men and chased us back. How do we have victory? Joshua comes and says, because the Lord is on our side. And when the Lord is on your side tonight, you are more than a conqueror tonight. And that's why we're able to stand. After the accursed thing is gone, we're able to stand tonight. We're not going to be able to stand with the accursed thing in our midst. We won't be able to stand as the folks of the cursed things in our home. We carry around the buried under our head. Sometimes we try to hide the sin. Because my sin is now, you can talk about my sin. Because you've seen what I do, you can talk about my sin and scandalize my name. But there are some hidden sins that's going on in your world. And while you're pointing a finger at me, because my sin is out and you know what my sin is, yours is hidden. Just like Achan's sin. He can see hidden under his tent. He's been hidden under his tent. But oh, guess what? The truth will come out. And after a while, the Bible says that the Lord said, I cannot bless you, Israel, until you get that accursed thing out of your midst. I cannot bless you. I will not be with you. I won't even dwell with you, Israel, until you get rid of that accursed thing. And when you get that thing out of the way, when you move that thing out of your life, God said, I'll come in. Not only will I come in, but I'll suffer with you. I'll take up residence with you. I'll be with you, just as I am with the children of Israel. And on tonight, you've got to get rid of that accursed thing. And when they did, the Bible declared to tell them that they went in to the truth of Ai, and they won the victory at Ai. God granted them the victory at Ai. They followed the instructions that God had given them from the beginning. And on tonight, I want to encourage the hearts of them. That in order for you to stand tonight, you've got to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day tonight. Ephesians 4:10 tells us Six and ten tells us we have to stand even in the face of adversity. We've got to stand in the midst of confusion. We've got to stand with the book and push it to the side. We've got to stand. The book and kick you to the curb. You still got to stand. And if I were you, I'd stand right by the curb and they kick me on. And I declare the word of God. I tell them that the Lord is here good. And he's just able to keep me from falling. Even when you kick me to the curb, the Lord is just holding me up and raising me up. So tonight, finally, be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might, he said, put on the whole armor of God, that you'll be able to stand in the evil day and withstand the wiles of the devil. For the enemy's throwing all kinds of devices to things in our path. He's throwing all kinds of things our way to distract us and throw us off. But he's saying tonight that you just stand tonight. If you take on the whole armor of God, now that you've got rid of that cursed thing, and now that the cursed thing is gone out of your midst, he said, now I need you to stand. And I need you to put on the full armor and secure yourself tonight. We can't make it without this armor tonight because it covers everything that we need to do. Everything that we go into battle and we need, this armor is covered. The only thing that the armor does not cover tonight is our back. And you know why that is? Because we're not to turn our back to the enemy. The devil does not belong, or our enemy goes alone behind us. But he belongs under our feet for us to bruise his head. Every time we shout unto God, we bruise his head. Every time we stoke on the devil's head, we bruise him. And we let him know that I stand for God. And for God I live, and for God I die. It makes no difference what goes on in this world around me. The God that I serve is able tonight to keep us from falling. Stand tonight with the whole armor of God. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness and high places. He said, wherefore, take us to you the whole armor of God. Yes, that you may be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, after you've been through the storm and the rain, after you've been through some battles, some up and some down, after you've been through some trials and some tribulation, he said, keep on standing. After you've been down in the muck and the mire and the mud, after you've been out and in and up and down, he said, just keep on standing. Though you may have lost one fight, he said, pick yourself up and keep on standing. Though you feel like all hope is gone, fear is around and trying to creep in. He said, keep on standing. For if you put on the whole armor of God, it's going to shield and protect you from all the things that the enemy tries to send your way. That fear cannot come in with the armor of God. That discouragement can't come in with the armor of God. The hope it can't come in with the whole armor of God. But put on the whole armor of God. It covers us from the head down to our feet. He said, stand, therefore, having the glorious word about the truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein you're able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. The helmet of salvation, the helmet covers our mind, and we need the helmet of God tonight. The helmet of salvation to cover our mind tonight. The warfare is in the mind. That's where the devil comes in and tries to tempt you to bother you, is in your mind. But if your helmet of salvation, though, it covers your mind. And we need our minds covered today. So many people are going around with their minds covered. You see so many people with their minds bothered in the church and out of the church. But God is not the author of confusion. And God is not in that. He's the God of peace. He's the God of tolerance. He gives you the grace and he gives you the peace. Of mind. We have to put on the helmet of salvation. And as we have the helmet of salvation, he says, have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. How is it that you expect to win any battle? How is it that you expect to be victorious in God? And you won't even open up the word of God. How is it you expect God to come through and move for you? How do you expect God to move for you and those around you? And you won't even give him the word of God. With the word of God that takes us in and out. It's the word of God that sells us and establishes us. It's the word of God that keeps us when the enemy comes in like a flood. The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord has already lifted up a standard. The standard comes in the word of God. In order for us to stand today, we've got to know his word. See, the Lord put the word back on the devil, and we have to do the same thing. When the enemy comes with the word of God and try to throw us off with discouragement and with fear, we got to give the word of God and put the word on the enemy and send him to flight. If one or two can take the thousand, 10 can do that with a fight. We got to put the devil to flight tonight. God is with us. After the Lord is with us tonight, but we got to stand on his word tonight. After we put on this helmet, put on this whole armor of God. Now that we have been equipped from head to toe with the armor of God. Now we're suited and recruited to go to battle and go to war now. He's saying, I want you to remember this one thing. After you've been suited and booted, you got your armor on now. I don't want you to forget the most important thing of it all. I need you to remember to get down on your knees and pray. I'm going to need you to have to walk through your daily life. I'm going to need you to get some time out to pray. You can pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all supplication, perseverance for the saints. Now the Lord is saying that. Now that you've been in the foot, now that you have on the word of God, the whole armor of God tonight, he's saying, I'm going to need you to pray tonight. Keep on praying. Pray while you're standing. Pray regardless of what's going on around. Pray even though it seems like your death is coming. Keep on praying. Pray all the way. And when you pray, God is going to come through for you. But I need you tonight to understand, in order for you to stand tonight, you got to have the whole armor of God tonight. Don't be like Achan and get your eyes and stick it in your vest and begin to grab things that the Lord is saying, get rid of. Don't hold on to things that the Lord is saying, get rid of. But if you want the Lord to bless your home, if you want the Lord to bless your family, if you want the Lord to bless your surroundings, you got to clear up some things and follow the instructions the Lord has given you tonight. In order for you to be blessed tonight, you got to allow the Lord to move in our behalf. Let the Lord work on your behalf tonight. Give it to him. Regardless of what your problem is or what you're dealing with tonight, regardless of the situation is tonight, let the Lord work it out for you. For he's faithful and he's just. There's not a word of his that will return unto his bowl. But he said, it's going to accomplish what I send it to. And the Lord is saying that I'm sending my word to you. And I'm telling you to stay and open my mouth. I'm telling you to stay and hold my word tonight. I'm telling you to stand on my truth tonight. For my truth is going to make you free. And when the Lord sets you free, you're truly free indeed. Who the Son set free is free indeed. And if the Lord has set you free tonight, he's counting on you. He's depending on you to stand. He's depending on me to stand tonight. Regardless of what it doesn't matter, don't get caught up in these worldly affairs to where it falls in the down. The Bible says him to wear this world and the loose garment. Wear it as a loose garment. And when he calls our name, we can shake it off and pass on to the other side. How do you expect to move to the next level in God and you won't pray? How do you expect to move to the next level in God and your armor is dusty and you have that polisher on? Your armor it needs a little oil, it's rusty and making some rickety sounds in it, which means that you would alert the enemy that you come because your armor has not been polished. It has not been taken care of. You have an armor of God, but you're not even praying to keep your armor polished and keep it up in front. The Lord is saying you got to put some prayer application in with your armor to keep your armor active so that you're flexible. So when enemy comes to move and you're flexible to fight, the Lord is saying tonight, I need soldiers in the army. He's looking for someone to be some soldiers tonight. Will you be a soldier in the army of the Lord? Will you stand to declare the truth of the Lord tonight? Will you say, I'll forsake everything and everybody for the love of Christ tonight? Will you forsake all for the love of God tonight? And give it all to Jesus. I encourage you tonight. Put your hand in God's hand tonight. Give it all to the Lord tonight. He's faithful and he's just. There's nothing that our God cannot do. I said there's nothing that our God cannot do. If you give it to him, he will have it. Tonight, put on the whole armor of God. If you have another armor of God, keep it on. Don't lay your armor down. Don't lay your sword down. Don't lay down your prayer life. Regardless of what has happened, regardless of maybe one falter, regardless of one mistake, regardless of one defeat, don't lay your armor down. Keep your armor on. Pick up your prayer life again. Get back into your word. Get back into your prayer life. And allow the Lord to take you to the next level. Allow him to take you to the next dimension of him. Allow him to take you to the next level. But there are more higher heights and levels in the Lord tonight. We pass from glory to glory. Hallelujah. We are renewed day by day. Hallelujah. Our strength is renewed day by day. Every morning, new mercy. We see unto the Lord of tonight. New mercy. I want to see new mercies of the Lord. I want to see new foundations, new revelations. I want to see new levels of the Lord of tonight. It only comes through us getting rid of the accursed thing and standing for God has placed us to stay. For this trust that he's given you tonight. I promise and guarantee you this trust that God has given you. In spite of what it looks like right now, you're going to come out victorious. And just as the Hebrew boy was cast in the fiery furnace, they were cast in by. And the Bible says that when the king sent word to go take a look, they went and took a look. As they looked in, they saw three walking around loose. But there was another figure in there with them. And he said, wait a minute, there's someone else in there with them. I see the three Hebrew boys loose walking around. We threw them in bound, but they're no longer bound. Now they're walking around in the furnace. But there's someone else in the furnace with them. Hallelujah. One thing about the Lord, he's not going to let you go through by yourself. He's right there with you. He's in there with you tonight. He's yes, he is. They said, I see no one else in there with these boys. This one that I see is as a glorifying that outside the fire within this furnace. Now, the glory that's around this individual is outside this glory within this furnace of the fire. This individual in there looks like this Son of God walking around in the furnace with these bones. And I want to encourage you tonight, the Lord is with you tonight. He's walking around in the midst with you tonight. Whatever you've been struggling with, whatever you've been going through tonight, the Lord is there with you tonight. He's in there with you tonight. Yes, he is. He's not going to leave you, no room for faith. He said, I'm going to stand by you tonight. He said, I'm going to be right there with you because I'm going to speak to it that you come out all right. And when it's all over, you won't even smell that smoke. Not a hair on your head will be singed. But the ropes that your enemy, your adversary, bound you with, the ropes that they tied you with hand and foot, the ropes that they used to bind you with, and the force that they used that cast you into the furnace. Don't worry about it. Let them cast you in. Because when they cast you in, and what I know about the Lord, they didn't take down. They said, we're not taking down the king. For the God we serve is able to deliver us. But just in case he don't deliver us, they're going to take away from him what's this. Because we know that he's able. And we know that he can. Their faith in God kept them in the furnace. Sustained them while they were there. And delivered him from the furnace. The Lord wants to give you a testimony tonight. But how can you testify of God's goodness if you don't go through? How can you tell somebody that the Lord is a strong deliverer if you don't allow him to deliver you? How can you tell somebody that he's a strong power if you never run to him when you've been in trouble? How do you know that the Lord can deliver if you never have to deliver? The Lord says, stay there. Let me deliver you right in the midst. That you can tell others of my goodness. He said, you are my witness. You have to tell others of my goodness. And I tell you that I want to be one of the witnesses for the Lord of tonight. Don't you? I want to be able to share God's goodness for tonight. Don't you? I want to be able to tell someone the Lord is it. Nobody has no hand in this, but the God I serve is a just and a faithful God. He is it. We trust him tonight and depend on him tonight. Father God, we thank you tonight for your word tonight. Each and every one that tuned in unto that, oh God, we thank you for how you blessed us and kept us. We thank you, oh God, for anyone, oh God, who may have fallen short, who may have fallen along the way, oh God. We ask you, oh God, to give them the faith and the strength to pick themselves up and to stand up, brush themselves off, oh God, and give their armor against you and stay in the fight. Lord, give them strength on tonight. Bless them, give them the